الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and surely Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the seal of the prophets and the messengers, the best of those to call people to Iman and Tawheed. May Allah constantly and always send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by reminding myself and you to have taqwa, al-khawf wa raja, that we fear Allah Azza wa Jal and we hope in the mercy of Allah. And this will surround us with a type of waqaya, a type of shield to protect us spiritually, not only around gatherings of Muslims, but outside in the main part of the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to us guidance from above seven heavens. Within this, He has informed us, O you who believe, fear Allah, have the consciousness of Allah in the way He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in giving us this divine message, has given us different levels of hidayah and the bottom line. The upper level is that we should have taqwa, that we should try to maintain the consciousness of Allah in everything that we do. And through our prayers, through our fasting, through our charity, through our striving, through our knowledge, we are gaining a type of consciousness of Allah. But this should lead us to the final moments in this world where we, inshallah, could pass through in a state of Islam. And that is the most important element for our children. That is what we should value in our children, in the young people, more than anything else. The consciousness of Allah and our practice of Islam is ultimately more important than the degrees that we get in university. The submission to Allah is more important than the size of our house or the materials. Because when we leave this world, we cannot take the materials with us. We cannot take the earthly fame with us. All we can take with us is that which we have given forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which would manifest itself that we could reach this point of meeting Allah with qalbun salim, that we would have a sound, righteous heart. O you who believe, the world we are living in today is a world of contradictions. It's a world where there is so much information coming to us, and sometimes people get overwhelmed. And as we move toward the day of resurrection, we find that the ability that human beings have to concentrate knowledge and to send it around the world has even created more opportunity for deception. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not speak from himself. He spoke with knowledge from above seven heavens, and in one authentic hadith reported in Ibn Majah, the Tirmidhi, an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, was reported to have said, Sayati ala nasi sanawatun khadda'at. Yusaddiqu fiha al-kadhib wa yukadhibu fiha as-sadiq wa yu'tamanu fiha al-kha'in wa yukhawwinu fiha al-amin wa yantiqu fiha ar-ruwaybida qila wa ma ar-ruwaybida qala ar-rajul at-tafi fi amr al-ama. The Prophet ﷺ has told us there will come upon people years of deceit. Sanawatun khadda'at. Years of deceit in which the liar will be believed and the truthful will be considered a liar. The treacherous deceiver will be trusted and the trustworthy custodian will be considered disloyal. And the Ruwaybida will speak out in those times. It was said, O Messenger of Allah, who is this Ruwaybida? And he said, the most despicable, worthless person will speak on behalf of the masses of the people. And Sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, we have come to see this, especially in North America, with recent election races, that we see people supposedly on the highest level of society speaking in the most despicable language, with the most worthless character, a ruwaybida, speaking out on behalf of the people. And even to be considered the most powerful human being on earth, the Prophet ﷺ spoke the truth and is speaking directly to the times that we are living in. Fortunately, north of the border, Allah has blessed us with something left of intelligence. And alhamdulillah, we see in the House of Commons, we see now that they are unanimously recognizing Islamophobia as a hate crime. And that is fortunate for those who are living north of the border, but the border lines now are getting thinner and thinner and thinner by the year. Sanawatun khadda'at. The news that we see, in one sense, focuses on a negative attack on Islam, focuses on individuals, but now what has come to the surface is some frightening information from the scientists of the world. And they came forward, a group called the World Wildlife Fund. They came forward publicly to say this, to try to warn people what is actually happening. And we have recognized that this year, 2016, is the hottest year ever recorded. Since people took records, they have never seen the heat moving on the level that is reached. But what is startling now is that they are predicting that by the year 2020, which is only 3 years, we're going into 17. By the year 2020, if we continue as a human race doing what we're doing, more than two-thirds of the wildlife on Earth will be destroyed. Two-thirds of wildlife. Right now, 58%, there is a 58% decline in the fish, mammals, birds, reptiles. The animals are literally dying all around us. And there is no doubt it is because of human impact. It is because what we have done with our hands. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Rum, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَى بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Corruption has appeared on the land and the sea because of what people's hands have done. And we will make them taste something of what they have earned in order that they would return to the path. So what is happening now to humanity is to return to the path There is a reason why it is happening, why humans have been allowed to literally destroy everything around them. No other animal, no species does anything like this. Destroy the air that you breathe, destroy the water that you drink, destroy the ecosystems which support our very living in this earth. No other human being does, creature does anything like this but Bene Adam. And so we are living in deceptive times. And it is important for Muslims on all levels that we keep our eyes wide open, that we connect ourselves to the past to understand what is happening today. If you cut off the past, if you don't care about history, if you don't care about what happened before, then you will remain forever a child. Because the child is just dealing with today. The baby just wants food. The child growing up just wants to be satisfied. But it is the full adult human being with intelligence who connects the past, understands the past to function in the present, to project to the future. And so when we look at this season that we are in today in Canada and in the North, we find it is a season of dramatic natural changes right in front of our eyes. And for many of you who are here for the first time in the northern countries, it's a dramatic time. Because at one point, everything was green around us. In some parts of Toronto, it was lush, like a green tropical forest. But now, with the weather changing, in the fall solstice, the leaves are turning yellow and orange and brown. The living things are dying all around us. And so in ancient times, the people who based their religion on the changing of the seasons saw this as a very important time. Two things are happening. At the end of the summer and the beginning of the fall is a joyous time because our plants have ripened. And there are more ripe plants now than at any point during the year. It is the harvest season. And so because of this, people historically celebrated Thanksgiving. They thanked the Creator for what was given to them. And that is a joyous time. And Muslims all over the Western world who have Thanksgiving every weekend, and especially on Jumu'ah, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that we have, gather together also to thank the Creator for the blessings that we have, especially in our country. We have more fresh water in this country than maybe anywhere else on earth. But at the same time, along with the Thanksgiving was another ceremony. This ceremony was for the Lord of the dead. Because you see living things, plants, dying. Animals hibernating, leaving. It's death, destruction happening. And so they had a special ceremony on the evening of October 31st for what the Druids of the North called Samhain, the Lord of the dead, wa'iyadu billah. And in their nature-based understanding, they were told that in this time, the evening of October 31st, that the dead would be gathered together, all those who died in the year before. And so the Druids would then sacrifice animals, sacrifice even prisoners, to satisfy these spirits that are supposedly moving around in the land. The people, afraid of the spirit, would dress in disguises. They would put on clothing so they wouldn't look the same. So if some evil force came, it wouldn't recognize you. And so this ceremony went along with the ancient ceremony of celebrating according to the seasons. When Christianity came, they found that even the Romans had adopted this. And the Romans had the Feralia for the Lord of the Dead and the celebration for Pomona for the Thanksgiving. In the 7th century, the Christian church banned it. They said, this is not part of our way. So they refused to accept anybody who would be involved in this evil celebration, especially those who are disguising themselves in evil disguises. And they named it instead, they said, November 1st, the day right after October 31st night, this would be called All Saints Day for the saints who died for us. So if you want to celebrate, celebrate for the saints who died. Then they called it All Hallows Day. But the Satan worshippers, wa'iyadhu billah, who wanted to continue the evil, they said, okay, you call it All Hallows Day, then we will call the night before All Hallows Evening. And from that comes Halloween. And they continued their practices. They continued disguising themselves in the most evil disguises they could find. And it became a type of celebration, a type of Eid or Hajj for the Satan worshippers. Well, iyadhu billah. And they would gather together and still gather together on that evening in different locations, high mountainous locations, in order to remember this day. And we as Muslims coming into this part of the world, you ask the question, what is it to be a Canadian? What is it to be a Canadian? What do I have to do? The key thing we're asked to do is to maintain law and order, to live a decent life, to be part of the society, to give back in the wealth that we have, right? To struggle against evil, but not necessarily to be involved in all of the cultural practices of the people within this society. But somebody would say, well, no, well, this is not sunnah. This is not from Islam. What is your proof? It is reported after the opening of Mecca, the greatest victory in Islamic history, word came from the south that some of the tribes, the pagan Arab tribes, like the Hawazin, were planning to attack the Muslims. So the Prophet ﷺ took 12,000 of his companions, 10,000 from the people who opened up Mecca, and 2,000 new Muslims. He took them toward a valley called Hunain. As they were going along the road, they came to a great nebek tree. This tree was called Dhat Anwat. And it was famous amongst the pagan Arabs because they used to hang their weapons on the tree in order to get barakah, blessings, tabarruk. They would hang their weapons on the tree, and they felt that if their weapon was on the tree, they would be invincible. So the new Muslims who came, they turned to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ij'al lana dhata anwat, kama lahum dhata anwat. Make one for us. Make a tree for us. They have a tree, so make us a tree. The Prophet ﷺ, when he heard this, he was really upset. And he said, you are like the people of Musa ﷺ, who said, make us a god like they have a god. You are an ignorant person. Allahu Akbar, he said. Allah is the greatest. And you are following the ways of people who came before you. Innakum qawmun tajhalun. You are ignorant people. He was really upset. Why was he upset? Because they blindly followed the traditions of those who came before them without thinking what is in the tradition. And so this is a crucial part of our tawheed. That we recognize that shirk, that kufr, all the things we try to stay away from, it can come in disguise. It starts small. It starts like a child. And they will say, but no, it's only candy. The children are eating candy. But we now see there is no compromise. Because number one, there should be no compromise with evil. Allah clearly told us that the devil, the shaitan, is aduwwun mubin, open enemy to us. Secondly, dressing in the disguises and trick-or-treat, going from house to house, begging people. This is not the way of Islam. Prophet ﷺ said, Al-yad al-uliya khayran min al-yad al-sufla. Upper hand is better than the lower hand.